This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Qatar's foreign ministry spokesman said Tuesday negotiations in Doha for Gaza ceasefire and hostage release have made progress and a counterproposal could be presented to Hamas. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Ansari said Israeli intelligence chief David Barnea flew into Doha for talks with the Qatari prime minister and Egyptian officials Monday, the first such talk since mediators failed to secure a truce before the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which began last week. Ansari told reporters Barnea left Doha Tuesday, but technical teams are now discussing details of a potential deal.
So we are at a point now where we are expecting that a counterproposal would be presented to Hamas, but this is not the final step in the process, obviously. Until we reach a place where both sides can agree on language of an agreement, these, you know, steps back and forth will continue.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The incoming Palestinian prime minister lays out plans for reform but faces major obstacles. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
The incoming Palestinian prime minister says he'll appoint a technocratic government and establish an independent trust fund to oversee Gaza's reconstruction. In a mission statement acquired by the AP, Mohammed Mustafa lays out wide-ranging plans for the kind of revitalized Palestinian authority called for by the U.S. as part of its post-war vision for resolving the conflict. But the PA has no power in Gaza, from which Hamas drove its forces in 2007, and only limited authority in parts of the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out any return of the PA to Gaza, and his government is staunchly opposed to Palestinian statehood. I'm Charles Ledesma.
In a new Gaza report, that famine is imminent in Gaza as fighting between Israel and Hamas continues. Aid groups also say that 1.4 million people in Haiti are on the verge of famine. This is VOA News. The former top military chief, General Mark Milley, and former head of U.S. Central Command testified before Congress Tuesday on policy failures by the Biden administration to adequately plan for or direct an evacuation in time to avoid the chaotic final days of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Final 2 weeks of the U.S. presence was marred by deadly Abbey Gates suicide bombing in Kabul that took the lives of 13 service members. Two generals testified as part of a long-term investigation by the House Foreign Affairs Committee. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Tuesday warned that Ukraine's survival was in danger and said the United States was committed to Kyiv, even as Washington has essentially run out of money to continue arming Ukrainian forces. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin holds a monthly meeting known as the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, which is made up of about 50 allies that have been militarily supporting Ukraine.
So when we invest in Ukraine's security, we invest in our own security, and we strengthen this contact group's shared vision of an open world of rules and rights and responsibilities.
Republican House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson has so far refused to call a vote on a bill that would provide $60 billion more for Ukraine, and the White House has been pushing to find ways to send assistance to Kyiv, which has been battling Russian forces for more than 2 years. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports the U.S. Supreme Court has lifted a stay on a law allowing police broad powers to arrest migrants suspected of illegally crossing the border.
The Supreme Court will allow Texas to enforce a law allowing police to arrest migrants suspected of crossing the border illegally. While the Biden administration calls the law a clear violation of federal authority, Texas argues it has the right to take action over what Governor Greg Abbott calls a migrant invasion. A federal judge struck down the law last month, but an appeals panel stayed the ruling, which the administration appealed to the high court. The justice were divided in lifting the stay on a law critics say could lead to civil rights violations and racial profiling. Sonia Sotomayor wrote in dissent that letting Texas enforce the law invites more chaos and crisis. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Peter Navarro is now the first senior Trump administration official to serve prison time related to the January 6, 2021 attack. Former President Donald Trump said his former trade advisor was treated very unfairly. Navarro reported to prison on Tuesday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.